A lot of the business headlines dominated by those surging markets yesterday on the back of the first round of the French elections. But the Telegraph has kind of business-related, employment-related story right on the front page. Students told not to obsess over finding jobs. Stressed graduates to take should take 6 months off after university. You can see a few parents or older people shuddering at that. Students shouldn't feel compelled, it says, to get a job until 6 months after graduating. The outgoing head of the clearing service has said he's really warning against the obsession with careers. He says universities and middle class parents become too fixated with using their degree to get a job. He says people should be encouraged to move back home and explore their options before embarking on a career. Well, of course, sooner or later, you do need a job to make provision for your future and get cracking in the world of working. And indeed, there are some graduate labour market statistics out shortly this morning. Other financial data of interest to the financial investment world. And I'm pleased to say we've got Alastair McQueen, the head of savings and retirement at Aviva, on the line. A very good morning to you, Alastair.
Morning to you too.
Okay, let's start with this student issue. Clearly, yeah. Most students are not focused on how they're going to provide for themselves in their old age. But of course, it all begins with that first job, doesn't it?
It does, and it's an increasingly common conversation. The number of people entering university this year will be about 500,000 students entering higher education. 20 years ago, it was less than half that. So it's a growing population of people. And as you've said, today, the Department for Education publishes its annual review of the graduate labour market. So it'll be an interesting bank of data in there to tell us and to tell potential students, is this a good investment of my time and money and effort going through university? Will I get a return on that time that I spend at university? And we'll be interested to see what the figures today tell us.
And what is the particular interest on the part of savings and retirement providers such as yours in figures like this?
Well, I think there's a good news story we're expecting to see today. This is the third year that the Department for Education has put out these figures. And for anyone considering university, I'd be saying evidence continually shows that graduates have a higher employment rate than non-graduates, a lower unemployment rate than non-graduates, and also, most particularly in terms of saving, higher average earnings than non-graduates. And what we've been looking at inside Aviva as a pension provider is, if you are one of those graduates, you are fortunate enough to have that higher income when you enter the employment market, just how much could that amass to by the time you do reach retirement? And the figures are quite significant. And I think something, we're not saying that when you start your career, you should be finished thinking about how you end your career, but it's just another piece of information that we'd ask people to consider as a potential justification for considering that option of going to university and have options of higher education.
Because those rather shaky, maybe in the view of some, lifetime ISAs are a kind of attempt, one of a number of attempts to change, to kind of respond to how people are feeling about saving for their futures, to try and change the landscape. Obviously, we've got a long way to go. And maybe the sense is that some providers are dragging their feet. You've kind of preferred to operate by the rules that we have now rather than making these provisions more attractive for the rising generation.
Well, first of all, I think I would have great empathy and sympathy for any young graduate entering the employment market today. The pressures that they're facing, I would argue, are greater than any previous generation have faced upon leaving university. The house prices are beyond what they've seen before, job security maybe not what we've had before. And as you touch on the subject of saving for retirement, many people of former generations walked into an employment arena where they had generous gold-plated pension schemes coming from the employer. Those are not the case today. The great news is that when you look at the figures, the government are requiring all employers to automatically enroll all of their employees into workplace pensions from now on. And the age group that's seen the biggest uptake in pension savings as a result of that are these young savers between the ages of 20 and 30. It's this young population that have started saving. And what our figures, we believe, will be putting out figures today that tells a graduate, if you save at the minimum levels required as part of this government savings scheme, this automatic enrollment savings scheme, if you save at the minimum level with your graduate income, this could generate an extra £70,000+ of money in your pension pot by the time you reach retirement. So while much of the media coverage focuses on the cost and the student debt of going to university, there is a reward at the end of that process of higher income, which could amass to tens of thousands of pounds of a greater pension pot by the time you reach retirement. So we're not saying plan for your retirement at the age of 22. What we're saying is think of the potential benefits, the long-term benefits of investing in yourself, investing in education, hopefully reaping that higher income when you do enter the employment market.
Of course, it was a lot easier when you had just maybe two or three employers only during a lifetime of work. Now people are going to chop and change quite a lot, and that is a bit of a disincentive for people, isn't it?
It is. It's a challenge. I think the figures would suggest that an individual could have up to maybe 11 different employers during their working career today. Gone are the days of a job for life with one employer. Our industry is trying to respond to that. By 2019, we will launch a system called the Pensions Dashboard. You'll be able to go online. Any individual should be able to go online and see all of their pension pots on screen using digital technology in the one place. So even if you do have a multiple of pension pots, you'll be able to see them in front of you. And obviously, you can still merge those together. You can combine them into one pot if you wish. But we are trying to make our products easier and more reflective of the much more fluid employment market that we see today. And as I say before, the younger generation are positively responding to that by this upturn in their willingness to save for their future.
We're also expecting some pensions data later this week and personal income statistics. Obviously, you can't forecast exactly what the figures are going to be, but again, what is the interest in those?
Well, I think what we're going to see tomorrow is the government are going to put out their latest figures showing what appetite has there been for these things called the pension freedoms. Back in 2015, the rules were torn up. People are allowed to, from the age of 55, get access to their money without any of the restrictions that really existed before. There's been hundreds of thousands of people that have taken advantage of those pension freedoms, taking cash out of their pension pot more than they had done before. So tomorrow we'll get the latest figures telling us, is that trend still increasing? And people have been concerned that people will be dipping too deeply, too quickly into their pension pots when they reach the age of 55. The figures tomorrow will tell us, is that the case and do we need to do something about it? At the moment, we're seeing no reckless behaviour. People seem to be, yes, attracted to the options, but nobody rushing out to buy their sports car, which had been the fear before they were introduced. People seem to be, we can trust people with their money, I think, is the message
okay.
We're seeing.
It's very good to have you this morning. So thank you very much indeed for talking about that big story this morning about young people and their financial futures, university attendance and all that. That's Alastair McQueen, Head of Savings and Retirement at Aviva.